I believe that belief is the most important ingredient in our success. When we see it clearly and believe it dearly, we declare a defining moment, an epiphany, if you will. We declare, I can do this. I am doing this. Detailed success stories I know are the best way to build this belief. So I'm on a mission to interview every diamond and above in Young Living worldwide. I'm learning from them the granular details of what they thought then and what they think now. I gathered all their vital statistics on how many people they enrolled year one to the ER rate. Let's dive in and listen.
Hey everybody, Richard Blissbrook here for yet another Road to Diamond interview. And today, look at smiling face, Ashley Diet from Raining Sideways, Virginia. Say hi.
It's not sunny Hawaii here, but you know, I'm excited to be here. And I definitely would rather be here hanging out and talking than outside in the raining sideways weather.
Yeah, well, weather is weather. And if you don't like it, just wait. It'll change.
Yep.
And so what town do you live in Virginia?
I live in Chesapeake. So kind of close to Virginia Beach. Not like, you know, like 30 minutes close. So I'm not at the beach.
Got it.
Coastal.
And what's the backstory about why you live there?
Super fun. I never thought I would live near my parents. Was not my plan at all. I also married a military guy. So my husband was 24 years Navy and he lived here when I met him and the war was going on forever. So he stayed here. So every year, you know, he was actually on like a 2-year deal with his orders and he just kept getting stationed here because he was gone constantly. He was in Iraq 7 times. So we kept almost like getting orders. Our second place was Guam once. It was Hawaii once, Japan once. And then we were like, it's okay because I'm thankful with my business. I just had no idea I would end up actually being somewhere where I knew lots of people. And we decided to stay here after he retired. And I'm thankful we did. And his mom is building a house on our property right now.
Wow. That's
nice. Our whole family's right here now. We're thankful.
Well, I'm thankful for him because he went somewhere that I don't want to go.
No.
So that's a whole other story.
Yeah.
All right. So tell us your story. Who were you? Where were you? I know it's the same question I ask everybody, but it's so important for people to understand the transition. And who interrupted your life with Young Living and how you first saw it the first time and how you may have shifted how you saw it. So tell us the story. Who were you? What were you doing? Where were you before you ever heard of Young Living? And then if you want to do the shift, who introduced you to Young Living? And what did they say that compelled you to take a look? Because that's like a big mystery for everybody. What do I say so that people will look?
Absolutely. So it's really interesting. Before I was a teacher when I got introduced to Young Living. My background before then is I worked in the government. I worked for two governors in Virginia. And then I was actually a financial advisor in a really small boutique wealth management firm and worked a ton, like 16-hour days. Super. I mean, I loved that. When we got married and decided that, well, when we got engaged and decided like our life was going to be different, I'm going to be a military wife. I got to figure this out. Had 2 stepsons, wanted to have kids. I'm like, I can't do this because I love this, but like, I love it enough that I will work 7 days a week, 16 hours a day. And that doesn't work very well. So I decided to become a teacher. And actually I loved that. I coached 3 sports and I had a baby and didn't want to put anything toxic on him. Like nothing. I was like cleaning with vinegar. We cloth diapered, making everything, but I'd had really no solution for non-toxic products that I didn't have to make everything. I was experimenting with some cheap oils from a health food store. Did not know anyone who used oils around me, as an online community or in person, knew no one. I happened to have a vague memory of a really strange bed and breakfast where the lady, we were snowed in, and the lady asked me if I would like a raindrop massage. Thought it was really weird, right? This is like 12 years ago. And I thought the lady was weird. Like, I thought she was a strange person.
Well, I got to ask, where was that bed and breakfast?
In Waynesboro, Virginia. And she is still open. I have not connected with her, but I mean, we were like in a remote, desolate location. And I just had, I mean, I had this amazing experience with it. I do have a not normal spine. So it was amazing what it did to my back. But I kind of just had that happen. Didn't make this connection at all until I started researching online oils. So it had been like a 6-year time period.
Right.
And I started researching a lot about them, a lot about the science. And I literally knew no one. I posted on Facebook, who sells Young Living essential oils? And legitimately, zero people I knew. I found my enroller. I found Tracy Nielsen's blog, Don't Mess With Mama. And I was like, oh, this is great. I was like, oh, she looks really cool. And that's what I thought. And she has 3 boys. I had 2 boys at the time. I'm like, oh, well, maybe I could, you know, connect with her. I friended her on Facebook. She accepted my friend request. And she asked me, you know, like, how did you find me on Facebook? I told her I follow her blog. She said, do you want to be added to my oils group? And I actually messaged her back. I want to buy a kit. And
I know, but
what the story about it is that's so great is I had no idea about a business opportunity. I don't know that I wasn't open to someone introducing me to a business, but it wasn't a need in my life, really, really time or financially. I was pretty busy and I actually was pretty fulfilled, maybe not financially, but maybe with for sure with my job.
Yep.
She messaged me back with a message of how to get started. And then the next sentence was legitimately, it is so easy to share the oils. Here's an online recorded class. Here's a link to the comp plan. Let me know if you have questions. So for me, I'm like, oh, I want to be friends with this really cool person. So she said, people share. I am a person and I will share. Like it for me, why not me is something that I want everyone to hear that's how I really look at things in life. And I hope to introduce other people to that. Why not you? Because for me, it was a why not. And I posted again on Facebook, I ordered a Young Living kit. If anyone's interested, would love to help you learn more about oils. And maybe now that is not what the phrasing I would use, but I had people enroll with me before I had a kit. And I never told them I was an expert. I never told them I knew what I was doing. And I never actually told them that I was going to help them learn because I was like, I'm going to open these when they get here. So I very much opened myself up to the journey of like, I'm a beginner. I'm opening up lavender for the first time. Here's how it smells. Here's me putting it on my baby's skin. Here is Balor. Here's how I apply it to my spine. Here is, you know, purification. Here's why I'm using it in my diffuser. Here's Thieves Cleaner. Like the whole time, that's all I did. I didn't know how to make a graphic. I still don't know how to make a graphic. I didn't have anybody help me teach a class. I just watched a video, right? Any video. I mean, it was not my enroller. Watched a video. And for me, I actually was able to, I quit my job. It's weird saying this because I really did like it. So everybody who hates their job, like bashes it. I'm like, I loved my job. It wasn't that at all. It was the financial opportunity. My first paycheck was more than I made a month. And it was. And for me, I could see a future. I like to have a plan A and not a plan B, right? Like burn the ships, move forward. I'm like, if this is what I want to do, I can still be a teacher and just teach about this. So I didn't go back that fall to teaching. And for us, the real big shift in our life is when I opened myself up to the opportunity to actually have time freedom and still, right? And still have financial, I want to say freedom, but also stability. Because for us, I couldn't just be like, woo, we're gonna invest money and I'm not going to work and I'm going to have these kids at home. I mean, we weren't in a place where it was, you don't have to make any money and this can fail. It was like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to make money doing something I love with the things I already like, right? Like I already like to teach. I thought I wanted to be at home with my kids. Not that I didn't, but I had no idea what that would look like. And for us, we just went all into saying like, we're totally going to redo everything in our house. We never spent less than 300 PV a month. And I always say that to people because we wanted to be a product of the product. Not because someone told us to, but that's what we wanted to do. So our life was completely different within a year. I mean, within a year, I was making almost as much a month that I did a year teaching. I mean, it was amazing what happened in our, yeah.
Okay. So let me drill down on some of that. So, one of the things that you said early on, which I think is significant. What's your sponsor's name, Amy?
Tracy Nielsen.
Tracy Nielsen.
Yeah.
So what I love about what Tracy did with you is it sounds like she just assumed that you would be interested in the income opportunity. So she, as a matter of course, said, and this is how the income opportunity works. Whereas almost everybody in Young Living assumes that the person won't be interested in the income opportunity. And so there's a nugget for you folks. Just because you assume people are interested doesn't mean they don't have permission to say they're not. They can still say, well, I just want to use the products. But boy, if you don't offer it to them, think of the people you can miss. Now, the lady that owns the bed and breakfast that didn't follow up for 6 years, a really powerful story would be for you to calculate. Yep, you can calculate it.
Yes.
Calculate what that cost her. Not to be in your life when you were ready, even if it's 6 years later. Wow. That'd be millions.
It would be.
And you're just getting started. Right? I mean, for sure, right?
And Tracy, that her doing that with me, that is what I mean, I did it a little bit differently with some resources. But I led that way, as in I would send that exact, that was the message I would send people. Yep. And so my friends that I was enrolling at first, I assumed everyone was going to want to share. Everyone was going to bring people to classes. And it's interesting because I didn't know the comp plan. Like I understood you make $50 when someone enrolls. I'm like, great. That's probably all I knew until Silver, because I was moving very, very quickly. Yep. And that's what we were doing. You know, our team, that's what I was teaching them and seeing it. And so we laugh now. I mean, Tracy and I just laugh now because she's like, I had no idea that she had been in Young Living for 6 weeks. You know, like I had no idea. I had no idea that she was doing that. And we got added to this business boot camp together. And I realized that like my whole up, like all of us were basically just learning at the same time. And it makes it fun. So when I always say, when I enroll someone new, I'm like, let's get your friends and y'all learn together.
Yeah.
It's power. Beautiful.
So how long did it take you to get to Silver?
3 months.
And gold?
3 months after that.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you only sponsored 40 people your first year, which is actually a lot, but it's right in that sweet spot. So I've said this so many times, but I just have to keep saying it. I think you're Road to Diamond interview number 34.
Wow.
And I have like 300 to go. And I'll never catch up because they're going to outrank how fast I can interview them. But in the Heroes series, which is a generic interview, I've interviewed, I think, 110 people that have crushed the four-year career, meaning year five and beyond, they were making $10,000 a month or more, and in some cases, way more. And out of 110 people, 102 of them personally enrolled 40 to 50 people a year for a two-year period. So they took 24 months, and they didn't personally enroll hundreds, but 40 to 50 a year for 24 months. And looking at your stats, that's exactly what you did.
Oh.
So what did you do, Ashley, with those 40 people that led to that kind of development? I mean, you've touched on it, but maybe you could give us some stats, you know, if you remember. Out of the first 40 people you enrolled, how many of them locked arms with you and said, okay, let's go build a team, and they actually did it?
It's a great way to to phrase it too, because I will say I had a lot of people percentage wise. I probably had half of the people sharing, as in half the people enrolling one or more person right away.
Yep.
Longevity wise, I can think of the people I enrolled the first month, six of them. So that's a lot to me. I think I enrolled, I don't know, like 13 or 14 people on that month, but I'm saying those six people are still people I do this business with. Wow. And you know, those people don't go away if they're using our product.
Right.
They can share, and that's what I love. They can share off and on, and they're staying plugged in. So the main way that we got people very plugged in is I actually made a Facebook group right away. I didn't wait. I didn't try to learn what I was doing and sharing that journey. So that was really what I still work on culturally having, is people opening up their kit, people sharing their first night with the diffuser, me making sure that I'm remembering when I use lemon in my water, like what that actually does. And just that simple nature of like, you can do this. What's the next thing to do? You just use one more product, one more oil, and you tell one person. So that is something that we did really efficiently. I will say we did that, and we also still had business training online and in person. So I've always done once a month online, in person, just making sure people can feel like they're part of a community. And I started using 4-Year Career the first month. Lindsay Wow. Gramont sent me a copy the first month, and I read it on a treadmill, the whole thing, which I don't recommend anyone do that, but I like to read, like let's do it now. And I read the whole thing one day. And then after that, it started me on the journey of like, okay, well, I need to understand network marketing. Not because I needed to understand it as in teach everyone how it worked, but I needed to understand for myself, okay, I have this basis and I believe. So now what's the next thing I can do? What's the next thing? So I really, right away started sending that out to all new stars, senior stars. And then the end of year one, I was doing all personally enrolled. So now that's what I do. I do personally enrolled everybody. Everybody gets that right away, and they get added to my business group right away. So that's something that it's been ongoing for me that I assume, and I love that you said that, because I'm like, I actually still assume people want to share. Yep. It's an assumption that I make that people want to share. And I also assume that when they're a member, they're in this to do it together. And that might look different, as in maybe it's them getting their skincare correct this month, but next month it might be that they need really good friends. And those friends are the people who are locking arms and doing events together, which means they're doing the business. You know, they're doing it. Their need might not be this big, powerful, I need to make $10,000 a month in this business, but they have a need, and we're going to fill it with community, with connection, with education.
You have a whole manual, you have a training series, you have an academy, Ashley, on how you did this, and the theme of it is simplicity. I just hear that. I mean, it's profound what you did, and it's engaging, and it's community, but the simplicity of, hey, let's just focus on the experience of people opening their kit and using one product at a time and talking to one person. That's a brilliant training program, if you could call it that, but it's really sort of like an onboarding attraction. Hey, come on in. The water's fine. This is going to be fun. That's brilliant.
Oh,
and yeah. I can see why new people would get drawn to that energy, because it doesn't sound like a business. Doesn't sound like a career. Doesn't sound like I have to master a lot of stuff or learn a lot of stuff. I guess just to do what everybody else is doing, and we're all kind of doing it together, and it's fun. And we focus on the new person opening their kit. Brilliant. Yeah.
It's an exciting moment. I mean, I think about when I get my monthly order, I'm excited. I'm not like, there's a box on my porch. You know? I mean, sometimes with Amazon, I'm like, there's a box on the porch. Like, what's in the box, right? But I get excited because I know that it's something that I love. And I feel like that when I celebrate people welcoming families in our business. I mean, we all, as business builders, have to remember that we're changing people's lives. And like, even if your month is not as amazing as you want, or you're not doing exactly what you want, there's people on your team that are changing a family. And those people, if it's not from the person that enrolled them, they need to hear from each of us. Like, this is an opportunity for you to not just do that, but here's the other side of it too. Like, let's get you to a place where maybe you want to explore sharing or a business or whatever level of sharing you want.
Right. The other thing you said, which I think people want to pay attention to, which could make a huge difference in the future of their business, is your target, your habit of $300 a month, ER. And so could you speak to that in terms of how you went about replacing every appropriate product in your home with Young Living and how that is translated down into your team?
Sure. So for me still, even though I can't always do the same method, because I think I've experienced everything now, but I always said, replace essentials, get one fun thing. Replace essentials, get one fun thing. So what I mean by one fun thing is our emotional oils, a lot of our oils that people want to buy all of them up front, they're not things you're going to use all of them every day. So let's replace every day first and let's go room by room. So I've always said either individualized or just, you know, in a call, opening up my ER order and telling them what I'm doing. I'm like, let's do kitchen. So we're going to do let's do thieves. Okay. The next month, let's go in your bathroom. And I'm like, oh no, my bathroom has like $2,000 of stuff I need to replace in it. Right. Cause you mean maybe yours doesn't, but I feel like I had lots of half open, half empty, like random stuff between my kids' stuff, my stuff, my husband's stuff. So I'm like, okay, everyone needs soap, right? Everyone needs shampoo and conditioner. Everyone should wash their face. So educate on why the art line's important. Okay, well, that's 100, right? I mean, I always, always think in terms of like, you're replacing your bathroom. Well, 300's not going to do it. So let's do 300 this month, 300 the next month, and you'll get the skincare that you want. You'll get, you know, to try the shower gel and the soap. And then let's move on to the next thing of like, okay, you need a diffuser and some oils for sleep and for daytime, right? In each room in your house. Okay. How's that going to work? Cause you're not going to buy 6 diffusers. Most people are not going to buy 6 diffusers in 1 month. So I really try to get people to do room by room or health concern by health concern, depending again on the person. If there's someone that's just like, let's go toxin free, we'll do the room by room method. But someone that's like, here's my issues. I'm like, let's write down. I always say, let's write down a list of your top 10 things you want to work on. Cause we're not going to work on your diet and your, gut health after that and your hormone balance. Like, we're not going to be able to work on all that in 1 month unless you're willing to invest every month $1,000. I have seen that people that spend like $2,000 in 1 month, the next month they're going to spend 100, the next month 50, and then month 4 they're calling me saying I'm so overwhelmed by all the stuff I didn't open yet.
Right.
So I really say let's do 300 PB, get your freebies on ER, get those free products, and those can be something you can experiment with and learn with at the same time. But let's really get you where you're actually opening up everything you get, taking that whole dosage of the supplement, right? Using the actual cleaner on everything in your house, actually replacing the foaming hand soaps in your house, not just getting a whole bunch of stuff and me being excited that somebody bought something. Cause that really, right. You know, it's not, doesn't really sustain. I've seen where people right. buy 100 bottles of oil and open 5 and it's right. like a museum in their house.
Yep. That's brilliant. Do you have a conversation with people about, so they may say, well, $300, I can't afford that.
Yeah.
Do you have a conversation about transfer buying? So
yes.
What are you spending on this stuff anyway? How do you do that?
So I don't have a checklist and a plan. I've tried to use many different things where I'm like, okay, we're going to check off all the products and then for me, the way I operate, I end up not being consistent with tools that aren't things that I personally would use. And what right. I mean is that not things that I think of. So with transfer buying, I usually just ask, how much money do you spend at Target, Amazon, grocery store on these kinds of products? And most people will sit and go, well, I take a probiotic. You know what I mean? They're like, I buy these gummy vitamins for my kid. They end up being like, yeah, actually, I buy this hair stuff. So most people will be able to come up with it.
Yep.
I have found that when someone is actually speaking truth over the tightness of their financial situation, when they actually are like, no, I spend $10 a month on personal care products. I have found those are the people who are most willing to sacrifice to replace things in their home. And so me sitting down with them, the conversation a lot of times ends up being, what can we cut from your budget? You know, can we cut eating out? Can we cut some of your cell phone plan? And that's, I'm adding value. or I hope I am, I'm adding value to their life by saying, like, I do care about you enough to find this out and to help you. You know, maybe for some of them, it's cutting the cost they have at the pharmacy over like over-the-counter things they just kind of have in their house that they could replace. I think especially when we have products like the Zool pain cream and we have sunscreens, we have stuff that they're buying that we just need to find. But really, it all just comes down to having a relationship. And I'm not always great at it. But when I can get with a person, like on a video or in person, I know I can connect with them and do that. So I would say really it's all of us to stop being afraid to be personal, like to get in their stuff and help them navigate how they can get there. And then of course, the second part of that is I always make sure people know I'm with you. If you need to make a $300 paycheck to recoup this cost, you're not going to get it before you spend it, but you'll get it the next month and we'll do it. Like, let's book. I will book 3 classes with you. We can do online stuff together. I will do that with you. And that for me is how I've really gotten that relationship where they're like, okay, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it scared. I'm going to make an investment in my health and we're going to cover the costs because they feel like they have, you know, they have backing resources.
Yeah. You strike me, Ashley, as like things that I feel are part of your success is you're very present with people, which is like connected to them, but very present to them. You're very authentic, like real. And you, like who you are is partnership. It's not something you have to do or you think about doing. You just naturally partner with people. And the last is, whether you know it or not, you are a vision caster. So you connect with people, you're present to people, you're real, you don't put on any airs. You partner with them and then you, hey, here's what we can do. Hey, let's do this together. That's vision casting. Real powerful approach to inspiring people, because that's all people are looking for is they want to see something they don't see. And they want to believe that they can do it and that it's going to be fun and it's all going to work out. And our job is to paint that picture and convince them, not so much through what we say all the time, but more importantly, who we're being, that they can do this and it's going to be fun and we're going to do it with them. Yeah. You do that beautifully. So what's the smartest thing? Well, let me ask the other question first. What's the dumbest thing you've done in the last, how many years have you been doing this?
It'll be 6.
Okay. In the last 6 years. So in 6 years, you've gone to, if I read your stats right, you're a double diamond.
A double, not a crown diamond.
I know. Double diamond is a new rank.
Oh.
Yeah, I invented it. Double diamond.
Yeah. I'm going with it.
You're a double diamond, right? Aren't you a double diamond? You're a
double diamond. It makes me happy. Yes.
Well, I looked at your numbers. You look to me like a double diamond.
Oh, yeah. It took me longer to hit diamond, though, than it did the other ranks, for sure.
Yes. But 6 years for double diamond, that's light speed. So in that 6 years and all of that sales, what's the dumbest thing you did in 6 years?
Oh, actually, I will say that the dumbest thing, and it's not funny. I wish I had like a really good, funny one, but this one's, I really felt like I needed structured training. So I decided to just really kind of jump on board with doing a really structured training program, like going to in-person things, reading things, and kind of forced. Like, I legitimately was like, I won't work with you if you don't do this. And it was not. So that's really not how I function. That's not attractive to me. So I did that. And it was probably 6 months of me being like, what are you doing? Like, I did not feel in my gut that it was the wrong thing until probably 6 months in. I'm like, this isn't working. Like, this is not working. And I had to really make a shift back to like, it's okay if I'm not an expert, but I'm still leading a lot of what we're doing. And a lot of our, you know, we do Motivation Monday, a lot of our training, like I had to be more okay with that than ever. And I refer a lot to third-party resources, but really my main working with my team, I had to really learn that I'm like, it's okay that like, it's okay if I'm not 100% duplicable in everything I do. Cause there isn't a manual for everything.
That's a misnomer about network marketing. And there's some very popular trainers over the decades that have said, if it doesn't duplicate, don't do it.
Right.
And I find that to be a huge mistake because there's really only one thing that needs to duplicate is you as my new person. You, it doesn't matter how I did it. You need to figure out how you're going to do it.
Right.
That's what needs to duplicate. So if I'm a social media, well, for example, if I was sponsored by a social media person,
yep.
We're screwed because I'm not going to duplicate that. I don't do social media. I mean, I kind of do it, but I don't know anything about it. I don't think about it. I don't have a knack for it. It's not going to happen. And if my sponsor was a like an internet online funnel person, it's not going to happen. Because, right? And so my style is I'm a one-on-one manual labor person. Like, I want to actually connect with people and talk to people and coach people and partner with people and work with people. But if I sponsor somebody who's all about social media, and I force them, no, you got to do it all one-on-one. You got to talk to all your friends. That doesn't work. The only thing that works is inspire people to find their bliss, find their niche, find their flow.
Absolutely. It's
so good discovery there.
I mean, my enroller, Tracy, she is a blogger. I mean, yep. She had never had a class. Her upline is Lindsay Grammont. They had never had a class. Like, and to me, that is not, I mean, I have girls on my team that I've only built off of YouTube. I don't want them to ever feel like I think that's not the way they should do it. So again, I get lots of things wrong all the time, but that for me is probably the hardest thing to teach because people want to do exactly what they see someone else doing.
Yep.
And you can't always teach someone, well, do it this way because they don't know where you've come from, right? Like they don't know what you've built or what skills you have. But we can all find our own way.
Yeah, we can. All right. So what's the smartest thing you did in 6 years? And don't pick the obvious and don't pick something you've already talked about. Pick something that is oh my gosh, nugget. That's how people will hear it. Wow. I need to do that. Might be one thing you did, Ashley. One system you deployed. One event you went to, one book you read, one skill you developed, one strategy, one thing you say. You got it?
Yeah, I have it. I think it's because sometimes I feel like I'm so used to not talking about myself and you are so edifying and just make me feel like I'm amazing. So it's really hard for me to be like, and here's another way I'm amazing. You know? Like, it's hard for me to be like, I already feel like you said I'm amazing. I'm like, now let me tell them why. Like, it just fell off. Okay, sorry. So the month that we hit Diamond, we had decided, I'm saying we as in, yes, my husband and I, but also I really do work closely with Tracy. We were not friends until we started doing this business and we work closely together. She's in California. I'm in Virginia. Just saying that for anyone who needs to know it. That does not mean we actually are literally together. But I was like, it's happening. Like, it is happening in March. We are doing this thing. I had been really close in November. I'm like, it's happening. And so I'm like, you need to fly here and do some classes with me because that's what you do, right? When you need help, you ask for help because you're a lot cooler. They don't see you as often. Like, I'll teach the class. They'll just get to appear, hug people, kiss babies. It'll be great. And then we're going to go on this global leadership cruise and it's happening. Like, I'm leaving for the cruise and I'm hitting Diamond on the cruise. And I mean, I said that for like January, February, I'm like, this is what's going to look like. And I do live in my vision, but I'm not someone that's like, this is what I'm wearing. This is what it's going to smell like. I'm not that visual. I'm much more auditory of a person. So I'm like, it's just going to happen. So we did all these classes. We left and I still was like, not at Diamond. I mean, I was like $2,000 away in the leg. So I had stuff placed. I mean, I had stuff like ready, It was happening. People were teaching classes. But we got there and I just declared it. Tracy's like, Ash is going to hit diamond. You know, this is on the 29th of the month. She's like, 2 days from now, we're going to have a party. It's going to be awesome. It's Club Red Night. We're going to buy champagne and Ninja and we're going to hit diamond. And that for me, my team, I can't even explain what happened in that week because everyone's like, it's happening. I'm going to hit star. It's happening. I'm going to enroll my first person. Like, we're doing this. We're all in it together. Our team is going to celebrate. And if, you know, if she's going to say we're doing this as a team and put herself out there, we're with, you know, we're with this team, we're together. And that for me created a lot really over the course of that whole year of just excitement and of people claiming, not without working for it, but claiming that they could do something and truly living it out and seeing it come to fruition. Even if it didn't work out for them all that month, they then had the belief set that they're like, okay, we say we should do this, but seeing our team actually do it and have a party, right? I mean, we all really celebrated it.
Speaking things into existence,
yep.
Declaring it. It's probably not the best analogy for you, but I don't know. Maybe you know anything about baseball, but perhaps the first person to ever exemplify that in modern America was Babe Ruth. And whether it's true or not, but the fable, he's like a famous baseball player and from the 30s or something. And he used to point over the fence when he was up to bat. He'd take his bat and he would point over the fence, speaking a home run into existence, declaring it. And I don't follow baseball, so I don't know the current stats, but for probably the next 50 years anyway, Babe Ruth held the record for hitting the most home runs of anybody in baseball. Was it because he spoke it into existence? Right. He declared it? I believe that had a big part of it. Interesting also is he struck out more times than anybody else in baseball.
Who?
Babe Ruth.
Right.
Yeah.
Because he took those chances, right?
So, you know, what I hear you saying, Ashley, is here's what the audience can get from this. If you think about maybe a lot of people that are listening to this call have either been themselves in that position or they've been part of a team where somebody is going for it. And there is a deadline. Because without a deadline, you don't compress the activity. You don't compress the energy. It's like, you know, there's no, well, I'll do it next week, right? It has to be, everything has to be done now. So what you do is you take the same amount of actions that a team might do over 6 months and you squeeze them into 3 months or maybe even squeeze them into a month. And that compression of that energy is like a nuclear reaction. It produces bomb-like results. And the reason that happens is somebody like you points over the fence, speaks their vision into reality, declares it, and that energy like rallies people. And what I think the point is that people can get from this is you produced more in the month of March than you had in any month in your history. And in the last week, in any week in your history.
Absolutely.
And maybe even in the last 3 days, maybe even in the last day, right? More than any day in your history, which goes to show the audience, hey, here's what's possible in a day. Here's what's possible in a week. Here's what's possible in a month. But in order to call that kind of result out of the universe, you have to declare it. You have to commit. You have to play full out. You have to go all in.
Yes.
And imagine if everybody who's pursuing success in Young Living did that every month. So think of Babe Ruth. Every time he got up to bat, he pointed over the fence with his bat. And he struck out more than anybody in baseball. So what if you declare every month and the month goes by and it doesn't happen? Well, how did Babe Ruth see it? He didn't see it like, oh my gosh, I failed again. I told everybody I was going to do it. And instead of hitting it over the fence, I struck out.
Yep.
Every time he got up to bat, he declared it over and over and over again. Struck out more than anybody else. Also hit more home runs.
It's a good visual and it's inspiring to me because I sometimes don't want to aim for the fence. And I have to speak life to myself. I have to speak, before I even can speak that to anybody else, I have to make sure that I believe it.
Yep.
And I'm ready for it.
Beautiful. All right. Well, you got 2 minutes, Ashley. And here's your assignment.
Okay.
There are people out there listening. Most of them by numbers are stars, senior stars, executives by numbers that are listening to you right now. Mm-hmm. They're listening in pretty much real time, like when we release this.
Right.
And they're listening 5 years from now. They're listening 10 years from now. They're listening in Virginia. They're listening in California. They're listening in North America. They're listening in 200 countries around the world. You are the last Young Living inspirational voice they would ever hear. If you don't give it to them, they don't get it. No, what are you going to tell them?
Very simply, you are the person to do this. There's nobody else more qualified than you. There's not a time that's going to come where you're going to be more ready, but you right now, today, everything inside of you has to believe what you know is possible from watching me and from watching any other interview. It truly does matter that you believe that you can do this and it is for you. And every day, if you need to write on a mirror, I am the person, this is the time, this is the place, then do it. If every single day, you need to sit down and write down your list of your prospects, 1 to 200 or 1 to 10, whatever that looks like. You are truly at a place where what matters most is your belief in yourself, and the ability for you to change your circumstances only lies in you. It doesn't matter what that person's doing to your right or left. It only matters that you do the next right thing, and that is talking to one person about whales, talking to one person about the business. And your voice matters to them. They need this message. And there are millions of people walking around, sick, broke, whatever it is, but they're walking around not truly fulfilled. They are not finding joy. And you are not the cure-all, but you do have something. You have something that is going to make a change and that one little spark in their lives. You have no idea the fire that it's going to produce. So you have to share because you get this opportunity. So you get to carry out this truly, I would say, all-encompassing movement that's going to change people's lives right now. So don't be selfish because you are the person. This is the time. So let's get to work. Keep learning, keep growing, but make sure you take action and put legs to all the things you're learning. Go out there and use that belief to truly change not only your own life, but lives all around the world.
Nailed it.
I like to talk. I don't know if that's...
And it's 20 minutes after the hour and you got to go get the kids.
I know. Swim practice, my life, I love it, but it cracks me up. People are like, you don't really answer from 3 to 7 p.m. I'm like, I have kids who do activities and they're multiple places. So like, I try really hard. It is such a balance. Thank you for letting me do this and asking me because I just inspired myself. I'm like super motivated. I'm going to have like really good videos in my group tonight.
Beautiful. Thank you, Ashley.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
This is fun. Kids. I know. I got to go. Swim practice. I got to go.
Bye, everybody. Bye. Remember, share this. Road to Diamond. Ashley Diet, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. I trust you got some golden nuggets. If you're inspired sufficiently, I invite you to join me for Run Through Rank, Run Through Rank is a coaching program designed to have you blow through your next rank with never having to worry about requalifying. We come together twice a week for an hour for 60 days. You'll end up with 16 to 20 hours of custom video content you can study forever. This could be the best investment you ever make. Check it out at runthroughrank.com. That's runthrourank.com. We'll see you there.